Ken, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing well. I call you about one item, and all heck breaks loose on another item.
Yeah, it's a busy day with a lot of things going on.
Well, I would guess so. Well, thanks so much for being on the program. As I just mentioned, Ken is the Delta Township Supervisor. How long have you been there, Ken?
I got elected in 2008, so almost 2 years now.
Why in the world would you want that job?
Yeah, it's one of those jobs that it's pretty rewarding, though, to be able to serve your neighbors in the community and help make sure that Delta Township stays a great place to live and work and play. So it's been a good job. I really enjoy it.
Well, you recently attended the huge press conference out at the Delta Township facility. Talk about what you saw and what you heard and what it means for Delta Township.
Well, it was a lot of great news for this region. General Motors was announcing that they're going to invest $37 million into new equipment and technology to make sure that this Delta plant stays state-of-the-art and to set it up for possible new product line in the future. So this is just fantastic news when you think that just a couple years ago, people were wondering whether or not there would even be a General Motors, and now they're in a position where they can once again invest and look towards the future, and they've decided that our plant here in Delta Township is one of the most important plants that they have, so they're making sure that that plant will remain strong and viable for years to come.
And, Ken, I think it also makes a statement that they are looking to do some different things there, and that's going to be more jobs, that's going to mean more revenue for the area, which is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've received nothing but good news from this plant over the past couple of, about the past year. You know, first they gave us the Chevy Traverse, and that brought in a top-selling vehicle that brought in a third shift of workers. It brought in some new people to our community, some who moved up from Spring Hill, Tennessee. So it's been great. Now we're hearing that they're going to invest this $37 million into new technology. So when, you know, General Motors went through the restructuring, we always knew that we had the newest, most state-of-the-art plant. So we figured that there would be good things for that plant once General Motors kind of came through that process, but we didn't realize it was going to be so quick that the good news would come to Delta.
And that plant is interesting because it has a Lansing address. I know that the revenues via tax dollars are shared between you and Lansing. How's that relationship?
It's a great relationship, and quite frankly, it's one of the reasons why I think General Motors is investing in this facility, because in the capital region, they've seen that Lansing and Delta has had a very good relationship to work together to build the plant in the first place, and then since it's been built, we've worked together well, and we work with them, and it's just that level of cooperation and collaborative working together that really makes the difference. That's what employers want. They want to see governments working together to make things beneficial so that they can just make a good product and sell them and create jobs. So we're able to provide that here.
I received an email from a listener who said, when in the world, and I quote, when in the world is the construction on I-96 near the Delta Township going to be completed? It is kind of a challenge to get in and out of that situation.
Oh, absolutely. I have to drive on that every day to get to work, and it's been a nightmare. But I believe it's supposed to be wrapped up as the construction season comes to an end in November. So I think it's supposed to be wrapped up by the end of November. But folks need to prepare for next year. Saginaw Highway is going to be repaved from Marketplace all the way down to Rosemary, which is pretty much the entire stretch through the commercial district in Delta Township. So that's going to be a summer-long project, pretty much, and it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Ken, anything else new and newsy going on in Delta Township?
Well, I just think that there's, you know, a lot of glimmers of hope as far as the economy turning around. You look at the investment that General Motors is making in their facility. Last Monday, we found out that Douglas Steel, a longtime employer, is going to do $1 million investment in new equipment, which will create jobs and retain the ones that they have. You look at Liquid Web hiring a lot of new people, auto owners hiring new people, and shortly they're going to begin their expansion project, which will create even more jobs as they build that new headquarters. So there's signs that things are starting to turn around, and I really do think that Delta Township is going to help lead that way as this economy turns around.
Ken Fletcher is the Delta Township Supervisor. Ken, I know you're going to try and get a representative on to talk about the Sparrow situation before we get off the radio. Thanks so much for that effort, and thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, no problem, Tony. It was great talking with you.